Tourist visits went up 3.5% to 94.7 million, based on significant growth from overseas, especially South America and Canada, but pretty good numbers domestically, too. A domestic rise of 2.5% for 2013, Nicole.
So there's a rise across the board.
Yes, there is, but it's very differentiated. New York provides the most, Georgia the second most, and then, interestingly, Texas is the only big state, and California, that is west of the Mississippi, that provides a significant volume of tourists.
Tourism spending is also said to have increased. Once people get here, they spend more?
They sure do, and that number has been rising by more than 6% a year since the recession. So we've had compound increases of more than 6%, much higher than the increase in the number of tourists. So having more tourists and they're spending more money.
Anything particular behind the spending more money once they get here?
Absolutely. The economy has gotten significantly better, of course, since the Great Recession. Employment is up. Also, our foreign tourists tend to spend more than our domestic tourists. They tend to stay longer. And so that also boosts the total spending. And it's the total spending that's very important because that drives the economic impacts of one of the most important industries in Florida.
How big a role do in-state visitors from within Florida play?
Well, in-state visitors are quite important. They're important at the state level. They account for about 20% to 25% of the tourist total. But they're hugely important here in Central Florida. In-state visitors account for almost half of the leisure visitors who come to our tourist attractions.
That's a huge number.
Yeah, I was a little surprised, and that's held pretty constant over the last few years. And our in-state tourists have grown as fast as our out-of-state tourists. So since the recession, Orlando's had this huge boom in tourism, even faster than the state, but much of it has been fueled by in-state visitors, Nicole.
Any idea what's behind that?
Yeah, a number of things. First of all, there's a lot more people in Florida, and they have a lot more income, and our state has recovered strongly. Also, 78% of the visitors to Central Florida come by car, and so Florida would be a great destination. Remember, Miami is almost as far from Orlando as Atlanta is. So Orlando's well positioned to capture the Florida drive-to tourist market, and it does.
Anything else from this report stand out?
Yeah. The other big thing that stands out is the business travel totals still have not regained their peak from 2009. So on the leisure side, we've had a huge boom. But on the business side, we've had slow growth that has yet to achieve the previous peak. Conventions and business meetings in particular have been the weak spot for us over these last few years.
How do you think that could be addressed? Or do you think it's necessary that we address that? Should we put more emphasis on the leisure market and forget about the convention business? Or should we pay attention to that convention business number?
Well, I think we need to pay attention to the convention business number because conventioneers spend a lot of money, and there's a lot of money spent on their behalf by the conventions. So they have an outsized economic impact. Also, it brings a niche to the market that otherwise wouldn't come. We dominate the leisure market, and we need to continue to promote that. But we need to continue to build the business market. It fills in at different times of year, and also it has a magnified economic impact on other downstream businesses that are associated with putting on conventions.
What do you see for the future of Central Florida and Florida tourism?
Well, I think 2014 and 2015 are going to be great years. I think we'll see two more records. Economic forces are very powerful and favorable in the United States. We have rising economic growth. We have rising incomes, finally. Very high levels of consumer confidence. So all of those things bode well for our tourism. High energy prices help those states that generate a lot of energy, like Texas, that are important to tourism in Florida. They're doing very well because energy prices and production of energy has soared in the United States. And so that helps us. Internationally, things are good enough. The dollar is weak enough relative to the Canadian loonie and relative to the pound and relative to the South American currency such that although the dollar strengthened a little bit, not so much as to create a huge obstacle, their economies continue to do well enough, especially Great Britain's is doing better, to fuel that tourism rise. Also, we tend to do very well in Central Florida when new attractions are opened. And there's been huge investments in Harry Potter and at Disney World and at SeaWorld and at Legoland. And historically, when those huge investments have occurred, we've seen huge gains in leisure travel, which we're seeing, Nicole.